I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there. And I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. This is really a treat. We have a twofer today. We have two of our favorite friends from the Hastings area YMCA. Josh Schoaf is here. He's the executive director. And Tracy Spinks is here. She is the Forever Well coordinator. Oh, my gosh. We got lots to talk about. First of all, Josh, how goes it? Are you busy? I know you have so many irons in the fire everywhere.
Yeah, I am busy. Just finishing up college and high school football, so I did have the Raiders this year.
Yes, you did. That was fun. St. Paul, I saw you. Yes, calling the shots.
Yeah, and then now I go right into basketball. And then, yeah, I actually did just receive a promotion at the YMCA, so I'm overseeing all of the sports throughout the entire Twin Cities. So definitely busy and getting even more added to my plate.
Okay,
so, yeah.
What? Yeah. What? What does that entail? Tell me what that's about.
I'm still learning, so I'm on week two here. But really what it is making sure we have six sports directors throughout the Twin Cities that run all of our sports and just making sure we're all on the same page. And it's already such a great program that was established and have been established throughout the Twin Cities, but really trying to use my connections with sports and really grow it and really see what we can do and get more kids active and fit and involved in the YMCA sports.
Well, and you know, you and I have spoken before, I think it's just so darn important to get moving at a young age because that pyramid gets so tiny and kids need a place to just go and just be and stay active and find something that's going to be a life sport for them.
100%. And really what I'm looking at for the YMCA is exactly what you're saying is get more participation and really instead of really developing team where we're really worried about winning and losing is developing the individuals so that when they get to that level of when they are in varsity sports or high school sports, it gets to be a little bit more competitive. They're ready for that if that's the route they want to. If not, they just have a lifelong love of sports. And that's really what the Y is for.
Love that. Well, and we have certainly enjoyed over the years so many of the Y sports at such a young age. Some of my favorite memories, I think, are those young years where no matter what sport it was, wherever the ball was or the goal was, or that's where all the kids were. They were like
little pack of kids. Yeah, that's and again, part of that though too is exactly what you're hitting on. Is that is great that you have those experiences, and we all remember it, and we probably remember it more as parents than the kids do.
Yeah.
But now, okay, how do we individually work on each one of those kids instead of having one ball around on the field? How can we have every kid with the ball at their feet practicing soccer at a young age? And that's really what the difference makers we can have in the community is just that let the kids go and play, have fun, learn the fundamental skills. Yes, there will be games and learning about winning and losing is important because there will be a time even outside of sports. You're going to go to a job interview and you may win or lose that job interview.
Exactly.
You got to learn how to handle that emotionally and sports have so much to do with that.
They do.
But making sure that every kid has an opportunity to participate is really what we're looking for. So,
Tracy, you see folks obviously on the other end with your Forever Well program and that's equally as inspiring, isn't it?
It is. And we have seen an increase of folks who are beginning to take advantage of their healthcare memberships. A lot of their healthcare plans will cover memberships. And so people are figuring out that they want to take advantage of that. So a lot of new faces in Hastings, and it's so exciting.
Are they coming in to use your facility? Are they taking classes? Are they swimming? What are they doing?
Well, first, they're learning what there is. So I do Forever Well orientations. So I talk about classes, where to start, what's a good place as far as like a level. Like if I've never taken a class, where should I begin?
You should come for pie, right? I mean,
yeah. So we also set them up with a free fitness assessment with a personal trainer. So if they have something specific, let's say they've had hip or knee replacement or a shoulder injury, they can kind of work on a routine that specializes for what their needs are instead of just a one size fits all kind of thing. But for most folks, going to classes is really a great way to just try things out and see if it's a good fit for you. It might be something that works well for your schedule. And I love seeing people taking advantage of that. There's a lot of folks that come into orientations and say they do a lot of walking, but what are they doing for their strength training? You know, how are they keeping their muscles? Because we lose our strength as well as our flexibility as we age. You know, walking is good for us. It's good for our heart to get some cardiovascular exercise in. But we also need to think about that flexibility and strength training in our weekly routines. And so I try to educate people about that. And where to start? That is always the question. Yes, we have some great activities going on, and we can talk about a few of those, but we also have great classes, great trainers, and we have group training. So it's a smaller amount of people, up to 6 people. And right now we're starting a promotion for our senior strength training and our balance, building better balance. So we've got 2 group training classes that really focus more specifically on those things. So those are fee-based. All of our other group exercise classes are included in your membership, but some things are fee-based. But it is so worth it because you get specialized treatment from an instructor and they can work with you more in depth. So it's a great way to afford some personal training as well. So yeah.
So that's super exciting. And it's really a benefit to you, I would assume, to have Courage Kenny right on site, because you mentioned some of the people that maybe have a shoulder injury, mm-hmm. or whatever. Isn't that part, don't you sort of have a partnership or something with them as well?
Yes, we do. They utilize our facility. They use the pool and the fitness center for some clients, especially as they're starting to wedge their way out of personal or physical training. And a lot of times they will give that training workout routine to a personal trainer to continue working with people, which is really nice. And that fitness assessment is how they're going to connect those people to talk about, you know, what do we still need to work on? Where do you feel that your strength needs to be improved? Or are you fine? You're just going to do your own thing. I mean, that's okay too, but it's good to at least have a handle on where you sit with that.
Well, congratulations on your growth in membership. Mm-hmm. What do you see is the reason why people are coming? Have you asked them, hey, why are you here?
One of great question. And one of the big reasons why is we have such a wonderful staff like Tracy here. I mean, truly, Hastings is so blessed to have the facility. Obviously, a YMCA is nice, but the facilities are just walls. It's really the people inside of there. And the team that I get to work with are just wonderful. And I think that's the number one reason why we're bouncing back from COVID. Better than the other locations in the Twin Cities, too, is just one, the community is so great, but two, just a awesome staff that we have. So there's a ton of value to being a member as a Hastings YMCA member. Tracy just hit on just scratching the surface of what we have for some of our senior citizens, but families, individuals, people who are looking to get more healthy. We just have such a great staff, and it's such a clean, safe, fun place for everyone to come to. So yeah, I think that's why we're seeing the bounce back. And I think people are getting excited to get back out into places like the Y, where we can gather together as a group and come together and really celebrate being healthy together.
And the cold weather, I would assume, is a great thing for your quote-unquote business, as people maybe want to start working out inside.
We also have, as you know, our monthly theme for our Forever Well folks, and mental health balance is our theme for this month, for December. And it's not so much about anything in particular to do with our mental health. It's about all encompassing things that we do to relieve stress. It might just be going to a class or being around people. We've been so isolated for the past few years that a lot of folks are also saying, I'm coming back because I'm sick of being at home.
100%.
They want to be a part of a community, and the Y is a huge part of our community, and a sense of belonging to something that's greater, bigger, and all of the community service things that we do, giving back to our community, I think has been a
noticed, certainly.
Yeah, huge impact. Our Forever Well folks often do community service projects as well. They have been donating gift wrap for this event that we have coming up and gift cards. And we do fundraising. We make blankets for different places, you know, the Thai fleece blankets, and we do Feed My Starving Children. So there's a lot more to it than just what Josh was saying inside of our buildings. We're more than that. We do outreach as well to other communities.
Do you think that's unusual for other Ys? Because when I would think of the YMCA, I don't think of things like that.
Hmm. Yeah, no, I don't think that's unique. I think that's actually something that's happening, but you're right. It doesn't come to mind. People think YMCA, they think gym and pool.
Bum, bum,
and they
bum,
think
bum,
the
bum,
song. Bum. Yep, the song is great too. But yeah, they definitely think gym and pool. They don't know about, we're the largest nonprofit in the Twin Cities, and we do a lot of great, great work, and we do have a lot of partnerships. And it's just that our local community, you hear a little bit more about our local, but there's 27 of those local communities doing very similar things to what we are doing in their communities as well. But no, we definitely, what's nice about it is we have this overarching association, this big YMCA, but they really do allow us to really hit the needs in our local communities.
You're doing something local that I know you wanted to speak about, please.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So we are really excited about our partnership with the police department, the fire department, in Fleet Farm.
Can I tell you, Fleet Farm is never a store I would have thought I was falling in love with.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I love Fleet Farm.
I agree, and I love them even more now.
And the longer you're in Fleet Farm, the more you come home with that you didn't know you needed.
Exactly. Exactly. So the event that we're partnering with all of those entities is Shop with a Hero. It's a really cool event. So we're going to have about 20 kids in the community that probably would struggle to have a holiday experience that we're used to. And they're going to get the opportunity to come to the YMCA. We're going to have a pizza party for them first. And then they're going to be bussed over with and be paired with either a policeman or a fireman and shop at Fleet Farm. And Fleet Farm has been gathering donations. I think we're going to have over $200 for each individual kid. And they're going to not just only be shopping for themselves, they'll be shopping for their families and friends as well. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Then we're going to bus them back to the YMCA. We have about 20 volunteers. So our volunteer list, we put that out for about a day, I think, and we filled up with, and you can't have too many people just because of space. So that was really the issue, is we had too many people wanting to help, which says a lot about the community. But then they're going to wrap the presents for them, make sure they have it all organized. We're going to do a little cookie decoration, some games, let them play at the Y for a little bit, and then send them back with enough presents to fill up under their trees and have a wonderful Christmas morning with their family. So it's just a wonderful thing. Fleet Farm and I, so Marcy from Fleet Farm and myself I've ran a similar event to this in other communities in the past, and it's been a hit, and this is just a great thing. And as soon as we reached out to the fire department and the police department, they were on board right away. So it's just, again, a testament to this wonderful community. I think it goes back, just happened a couple weeks ago, Thanksgiving, Gobblegate ran right by the YMCA. We were handing out waters, and it's just kind of spills right into this event, 2 weeks later, where we're just giving back to the community and really helping those and impacting those that really need it most. So excited.
And, oh my gosh, that sounds like a wonderful opportunity. And how did you find the kids to be involved in?
That's a great question. So police took on the initiative for that. So Fleet Farm and the YMCA idea went to the police department, and they said, you know what, we have some kids already in mind, and then we'll also reach out to the schools and let counselors come up with who those kids will be. And it was kind of like anything, people trying to figuring it out, but then at the end, we definitely had a push and hit our goal was 20 families, and we hit that. Fleet Farm was then, I want to shout out to Cub Foods too. They had them do the grocery bagging as a fundraiser, and they raised more money. They hit their goal of over $2,000 last Saturday there. So again, got a big shout out for Cub Foods in our community as well. Just everything that they're doing, Cub Foods, Fleet Farm, coming together for a wonderful
neighbors.
Cause.
Yeah.
Neighbors, yeah, and that's the other thing is we've had a collection bid for the wrapping paper. So we asked for just donations. We had to almost stop because we have too much wrapping paper now. So our members came in and donated big time. So we have all the wrapping paper, tape, scissors, bows, bags that we'll need to pack all of these wonderful presents that they'll be getting at Fleet Farm. So it's going to be a great day Thursday night.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Yeah, it's great.
Wow, that is going to be so fun. What are your seniors going to be doing during this wonderful month?
Oh, well, we have a fun craft project like always. We're doing a paint pour into bulbs this week. So just a simple craft, but something that folks can use either for a gift or to hang on their own tree. It's always fun to do something that's seasonal.
Yes.
So, and we're doing one of our lunch bunches at Green Mill, which is another community place that we like to go to and support over the holidays. We're doing a holiday sweater, socks, and cookie day.
Oh.
So that's just before Christmas weekend.
Is it a nice sweater or one that is deemed...
Whatever people want.
Not
some
so
folks
nice.
Like wearing a nice one. Some like wearing a silly sweater, socks.
And some people don't know the difference.
This is true. This is true.
And they're mostly men.
Yes. My dad's listening.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's you.
And my favorite part of this month...
Yes. Is your movie.
No.
Oh, what
I mean,
is
the
it?
Movies. We are going Christmas caroling.
You are not.
At Benedictine over by Regina,
fun.
The senior living
yes,
center
yes.
there. And my husband's taking a vacation day, Bruce Spinks, taking a vacation day to play guitar for us that day. So we have some tunes with our caroling. So I'm really excited about that. So folks that want to attend, just please let me know or sign up on our bulletin board so that we know who we're waiting for. And we will have, like, the words written on pieces of paper of the carols that we're doing. We're going to do a little run through the Friday before, so people need to, like, practice or feel confident doing a little run through. We're going to do that as well. So it's very exciting to bring cheer to people. And, again, reaching out into our community to bring some joy to others. That is a huge thing.
So
and I,
fun. I hope you have as big of a turnout with that as you did with wrapping paper.
I do too.
Yeah, and I'm sure we will. And just kind of in closing in all of this and wrapping it up is just think back a last year at this time. A lot of these things that we're saying, this event that we're putting on for the wrapping, caroling, none of this could have happened. So just it's so exciting to see us coming back together and being able to do all of these wonderful events in person and live. There's no virtual. There's none of that. It's in person. You know, we can see each other once again and gather and really give back to the community the way that the YMCA loves to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so exciting. Well, happy December and happy holidays to both of you. Thank you. We look forward to hearing about these events and how they turned out next month. We want to thank Josh Schoaf, who's the executive director, and Tracy Spinks, who is the Forever Well coordinator. The Hastings Area YMCA is located in Hastings, and it is just waiting for you to give them a call or stop in for a tour. So many great things going on there, and they want you to be a part of it. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7. KDWA in Hastings.
Sure.